In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The second Sunday of the Great Fast is called the Sunday of the Temptation. And it's a lesson that the Church wants us to tell us about, that whenever we decide in our hearts to start and go with God in this Great Fast, we will for sure be tempted. Don't expect that Satan will see you trying to come closer to God, and he will leave you by yourself. And there are some rules and things that we have to remember in this spiritual warfare that we are going to face, maybe today or tomorrow, or maybe you are already facing this. The first rule in this spiritual warfare, that we are in a war, even if we do not realize it. St. Paul is warning us in his epistle to the Ephesians, saying, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age." We cannot deny that those powers are setting themselves against us every day and every moment. We sometimes feel relaxed. We feel like we have maybe not to worry about this, but actually this is not the case with them. They are always trying, setting their armies and rulers in order to fight against us. The Church in its wisdom always warning us not to feel so much secured that we are not in a war. When the Church is telling us or setting for us this great fast in order for us to come and try to subdue the flesh, we are actually like in a training camp for these 8 weeks, by which we will be able to say no to the desires of the flesh. So whenever a larger or a bigger temptation is set against us, we will be able to resist. That's why when sometimes we manipulate in order to get excused from the fast, actually we are as if like we are called for training, and we say, "No, I don't want to go." You can not to go. You can choose not to go, but you cannot excuse yourself from being in a war. Your enemy will come against you, you like it or not. You are prepared or not. So it's better for you to go into this training in order that when the war is launched against you, you will be able, with the grace of God, to resist. Don't feel secured by saying that, "Okay, I'm fine, I'm okay. Satan is not going to do any harm to me." Yes, he can't, except you allow him so. But meanwhile, always remember, somebody is watching you. He is looking at you and reading your gestures. With any hint of negligence, of laziness, of being attached to the world, he will come and attack you. Always remember, we are in a war. It's better for you to be prepared. The second rule to remember in our spiritual warfare is, demons are very powerful, yet they have no authority over you unless you allow them. Sometimes people, they get scared that demons or the devil have dominion over them and say that, "I cannot do anything with this. Satan is like fighting and tempting me, and I have no authority and I cannot fight back." This is not the case. They have no authority over you. Actually, if they would have authority over you, they would devour any person in seconds. They are very powerful. They were angels before they fall. They still have the might of angels, but they have not the purity and the holiness of the angels anymore. The more you allow them authority over you, the more they will be able to hurt and harm you. And how we do this? When we go to the places where demons are, when we participate in them, in what they practice, when we know the people that they are led by the spirit of evil, at that time, we subdue ourselves to them. When we allow ourselves to to just go and satisfy the desires of the flesh, we allow demons to have authority over us. Sometimes Satan is extending to us many hooks, and he waits upon us to catch only one. Maybe the lust of the flesh, maybe the love of money, maybe the hatred, maybe enmity with the people around you, anything. He doesn't need more than one hook you catch in order that he would have authority over you and ruin your life. Always remember this. They have no authority over you unless you will allow them so. Remember this metaphor. Satan is like a lion, but he is in a cage. He cannot hurt you unless you will go and open the cage and you go and to bet Satan. Sometimes people do this. When you do this, he will have no mercy on you. He will not like be friend to you in return. If you keep yourself away from his cage, he cannot come to you. If you go to him by yourself, then don't blame anybody except yourself. The third rule in this spiritual warfare is that the more you are detached from the love of the world, the less the temptation. We learn every day from school, from the books, from the world around us, how to live in the world. But my brethren, we need to learn how to die. Maybe this sounds harsh, but this is the reality. We need to know and to learn how to live in the world without being attached to the world. And that is death. In its full meaning, death is when someone is detached totally from the world. That is why our fathers, the monks, they tried to teach us this lesson. They go to the wilderness in order to be detached from the world. Nothing will have dominion over them. They practice and they go every day in spiritual exercises in order to put off this excess luggage that we are traveling with here in our sojourn. We assume that the more we have, the more we acquire, the happier we are. Actually, the less we have, the less we are overloaded with this excess baggage, the happier we are, the less temptation we face. In the temptation over the mountain that was set against the Lord, and we heard it today in the gospel, we see that Satan was trying to tempt him with three things that the most common for people to be attached to, which is the gluttony, the love of food, and the second one is when he asked him to maybe he threw himself from above the temple. This is here he was trying to tempt him with seeking the vain glory. And the third temptation was, if you bow before me, I will give you everything. All the world will be yours. This is the love of the possessions of the world. And these are the most common temptations that sit against mankind. The more we are detached from the love of food and the love of the vain glory and the love of the possessions of the world, the less liable we are to fall in the temptations. Always remember this. We need to learn how to die, how to become detached from the world. I am not promoting today that we go desperate in our life, we are not to take care of our responsibilities, and we live like monks. No, nobody is asking any of you to do this. But you need to live this from within. Your heart should not be attached to anything. You should be living in the world, but the world should not be living in you. The fourth rule in the spiritual warfare is that we have to be aware of small demons. Their victims are many more than those killed by the more famous ones. Sometimes we are so much focused on the famous demons or the famous devils. People are so much aware of the devil of adultery, about the devil of murder, the devil of stealing. These are the famous devils that we always put guards whenever we are facing such temptations. But sometimes we give up to small demons that we don't think that they are as harmful. We don't feel even like we have to resist against them. I will give you two examples of two small demons that are very harmful to all of us. One of them is called the devil of tomorrow. This devil is very crafty. He will never disagree with you whenever you decide to fast, or you decide to pray, or you decide to go to the church. But he is going to try his very best to make your plan to take place tomorrow. You want to fast? Start coming Monday. You want to pray? Start tomorrow. You want to go to the church? You can sleep for more, 15 minutes more, not going to do anything, and then you can go to the church. And tomorrow will bring another tomorrow. Next week will bring another week. And 15 minutes will be 1 hour, and we go like this. And we lose many, many days and months and years in our life, postponing our plans to come back to God and repenting. Look how crafty is this demon of tomorrow. When we are tempted with this demon, we don't feel like we should be on guard and say no. We all sometimes experience this. On Sunday morning, we feel like sleep today is much more tempted than any other day. And then when the alarm is set, for example, at 8, when it rings, we just turn it off and say, I'm going to sleep for another 15 minutes. And this 15 minutes can take all Sunday. Look how this demon, which is very small, might lead you that you are to be denied the blessing of attending the liturgy on Sunday and being supported by the grace of God. Another demon, which sounds very small, but he is also as grievous as other demons, which is the demon of what harm will it do? We always hear this from our children. What harm will it do? I'm going to spend 2 hours in a movie. What harm will it do? I'm going to play with my friends this game, which looks like gambling, but what harm will it do? I always see this signs in my way when I travel to Lafayette to serve the congregation there once a month. They have this gambling casinos, they have a very big sign saying that we welcome those VIBBs. Who are those VIBBs? Very important penny players. And they say that we have more than 300 games where you only play with pennies and nickels. And then the demon of what harm will it do will come and whisper in the ears of the people, what harm will it do? Sparing few pennies or nickels, nothing is going to hurt you by doing this. But what's going to happen? The penny will grow to become a nickel, he will become a dime, he will become a dollar, he will take all of what you have, he will devour your life and your family as well. It's a very small one. Penny, what harm will it do? How much time, how much we heard this in our ears? What harm will it do when you take a drink? Maybe another drink, maybe going with your companionship, spending a night in a nightclub. What harm will it do? Be careful, my brethren, of those small demons. They are as grievous, as harmful as any other famous demon. Always remember that how many people died because they were devoured by lions or beasts. And how many people were killed because of viruses which are not seen by our naked eyes. The fifth rule in our spiritual warfare is to win the war, you have to ask God to fight on your behalf and to watch over yourself. Saint Peter is instructing us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober, be vigilant. Keep an eye on yourself. Your fight is not one-to-one with the demon. You are not to resist by yourself. The people who try to do this will eventually experience many setbacks, and they will fall too much, and they will get desperate. Your fight actually is to have God on your side. That's why you have to feel so much sorry for yourself when you ignore your spiritual law, not to pray, not to fast, not to read, more than when you fall in the temptation. Because when you ignore your spiritual rule, then you are sparing yourself the grace of God. You are separating himself from him. Then what do you think will happen? Sometimes even Satan, in his wickedness, he sees somebody started to be ignorant, started to be negligent in his relationship with God. And he stopped the war for a while. Nothing is tempting. Everything goes peaceful. And I feel like I am okay. I do not pray. I do not read the Bible so frequently. I do not come to the church that often. But I am fine. I do not fall in any of the things that I assume is very major sins. But what will happen after this? Until I will be by myself totally, I separated myself totally from the grace of God, he will come and attack and devour me. The reverse is also true. He sometimes Satan watches over somebody and he sees that this person is trying to draw closer to God. He tried to come more often to the church, maybe trying to serve, maybe trying to live according to the commandment of God. Then the temptation is more. And he tries to make him to fall more in order to feel desperate. Look at this and remember, our war is not with Satan. Our war is with God, to bring him on our side. You cannot go in by yourself to fight against demons. It is not for you. The war is not for you. The war is for God. The last rule that we should be remembering in our spiritual warfare is that what St. Peter is telling us in his first epistle. Resist with faith and never lose hope. Resist him steadfast in the faith. This one St. Peter is saying. The last battle for you to lose is when you lose hope. He will keep on punching you. He will keep on attacking you until you declare that there is no hope. I am a lost case. At that time, he will leave you for yourself. You are already done. He is done with you. As far as you resist, you try. Yes, you fall very frequently. Maybe every day you fall. But meanwhile, you never gave up. Then you are still alive. You are not dead yet. This will always be for you and for Satan a battle for another day to come. Remember this story for this monk who lived for 14 years tempted by the sin of adultery. Every day he is tempted with this. And every day he cries to God asking for help. After 14 years of struggling against this temptation, Satan appeared to him and said to this monk, I am no more to fight against you. The more I fight and you fight back, the more God is going to reward you. And by me fighting you, actually, I am increasing your reward and the crown that is prepared for you. And from this time on, he was no more to fight against this monk. Always remember not to lose hope. Whatever your case is, you always have hope in God as far as you are still in the flesh. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.